We discussed the question of whether Kriya is a Dindirayi, or whether Kriya is a Dindirabhana. So one of the Naskamunas, one of the issues that comes up over here in terms of Lumdis, appears in Se'ifim, Chafes, and Chavtes. The Rishalmi writes that if a person is Koreya B'Shabbes, even though you're Mechalel Shabbos, you Yotzei Kriya. Why am I Yotzei Kriya? Right? So the Rishalmi says, because Lamaisa happened to do an Aveira, but it's not a Mitzvah HaBav Aveira. Mitzvah HaBav Aveira is when the Chefza is a tainted Chefza. It's when the Chefza is an Aveira Chefza. When the situation of the Chefza is not an Aveira Chefza, so then I am Yotzei the Mitzvah. Nonetheless, if I'm Kareya b'chaluk gozel, if I tear kriya, if a person tears kriya on a stolen shirt, you're not yotze the mitzvah of kriya with a chaluk gozel. Because in this case, the aveira is the guf mitzvah, meaning to say the chafetza is a chafetza that's tainted, and therefore I will apply the rules of mitzvah b'aveira to a chaluk gozel. The challenge over here is, once we pointed out that Kriya is a din d'rabbanan, so there's a discussion in the Achronim, based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch, where the mitzvah b'aveira applies to a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Meaning to say, let's say it's the second day of Sukkot, and you use a esrig hagozel. Are you not mekayim the mitzvah of esrig or not? Right, lulav hagazal, esrig hagazal is possible. That's a mitzvah b'aveira according to one mahalach in the Gemara. If I use an esrig hagazal the second day yontif, which is drabanan, so then this machlokas is in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Mem Tes, whether you're yotze. So how come over here I say beferish that you're not yotze? That's a question. Furthermore, again, the Shai Gosar has a tshuva that he's inclined that maybe by moror, which is moror that's stolen. So then we're going to say that since Mar Bizmana says Drabanan, so it could be that you are Yotze the Mitzvah. They don't say Mitzvah B'Aveira on Drabanan. So how can I say Mitzvah B'Aveira over here? There's another question that we could ask in terms of Kareya B'Chaluk Gozel, that L'Chaora, it's no longer Chaluk Gozel once I rip it, right? You're Kona machinely. So it's unclear exactly how we deal with these issues, but we were speaking about this, Mr. Berkowitz and I were speaking about this during Seder. It's entirely possible that the yesod of gezei, the yesod of kriya, is that a person is supposed to kiru levavchem ba'abigdechem, almost that you're supposed to feel the avelos, and when you tear, you're supposed to feel the degree of avelos that happens. For this reason, you should know there's a halacha that even though you're supposed to be koreya on any mace when you're there b'shas misa, but the halacha is a doctor who's always around. When people expire, the doctor doesn't tear kriya. So some say it's because we want the doctor to administer medical care. If you're going to have to rip your shirt all the time, you won't properly administer medical care. But L'cha'ira could be a different pshat. Pshat could be what we're saying now, that kriya is supposed to reflect a degree of sadness that happens. By tearing the beged, the person feels very sad. So therefore, you are not mekayim the mitzvah if it is a chaluk gozel, because you don't feel so bad if it's this thing that was stolen and you decide to tear it. Meaning, even if mitzvah habava aveira would not invalidate a mitzvah derabanan, ken zayin, it will invalidate the din of kriya. Hello, sir. How are you, Mr. Berman?
I mean, but that's like the Shach and seem to just say that it's just about Gufamir.
Correct. They're just quoting the Rishalmi. I'm adding a little bit to it, or a lot of it.
Like, I mean, it doesn't seem to be adding, it seems like completely different.
No, in other words, Gufa Aveira is saying, based on the Rishalmi, that whether I apply the principle of mitzvah b'av Aveira or not, right? The Gemara says if a person is motzi, the Rishalmi says if a person is motzi matzah, if you carry matzah rishus harabim, so in that situation you are mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It's not called the mitzvah of avera. It happens to be that a mitzvah and an avera happen to coexist, right? So if a person is kireya b'shabbes, the mitzvah and avera coexist. However, in a situation that the chafetz is a tainted chafetz, so the pashtus is that it's a mitzvah above avera. That's what the Yerushalmi says. But one second, we're asking, how's a mitzvah above avera? It's a drabanan, etc. So I'm saying a shtickle taira that despite the fact that it's drabanan, right, there still is a din mitzvah above avera. In the Gesher HaChayim, Bichum Michutzu Kaczynski, classical sefer and avelos and chilak beis, he has certain biurim. So one of the biurim is about this yesod, a mitzvah above avera on drabanan, and he explains this idea that I was trying to articulate this morning to Mr. Berkowitz in terms of, I think kriya is supposed to manifest a degree of emotion. The halacha is that kriya has to be done standing. No, that's what it says in the Gemara. A person has to tear kriya standing. We learned that we learned that Iyov stood, David HaMelech stood, even though it could be that they're only doing it l'Rav HaDemosa. Apparently, they're two limudim, and therefore kriya has to be done standing. Let's say a person tears kriya miyushav, right? Are you yotze the mitzvah of kriya in that situation? So Shulchan Aruch writes, and this is the Ritz Geyos that's quoted in the Rush in Simen Mem Gimel. The Ritz Geyos says that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Kar miyushav, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The Gemara discusses one of the Amoraim, a Meimar. So a Meimar got word of Misa, that someone died. And it was not a direct relative. For a direct relative, there's mamash achiv of kriya. For someone who's not a direct relative, so then the din is you only tear kriya in the presence of the direct relative. There's a din like in Shinayin Dalet of shnius, right, of secondary avelos. Like let's say, I remember when my mother was sitting shiva for her sister. So I wanted to go to a wedding. So the shaila was, is it mutter to go to the wedding? In Shinayin Dalet, it sounds like there is an iser of shnios, and there's a din of shnios by kriya also. It's more daf chaf with a meimar. The din of shnios by kriya is only in the presence of the relative who's mamish chayiv and avelos. So a meimar tore kriya. Then he realized that he didn't tear kriya in the presence of his son. Like, I think a meimar lost a grandson. He didn't tear kriya in the presence of his son. So he tore kriya again. Then he realized that, one second, I tore kriya when I was sitting, not when I was standing. Right? So then a meimar stands up and he tears kriya a third time. Now, how's he doing this? So there are two ways of saying it. You could say the Ritz Geyos' way, that kar miyushav lo yotza, but the Rush quotes the Ra'avad that yutaka ar yotze if it's kar miyushav. So how come a meimar tore kriya again, right? Lamaisa, he was already yotze. So zok the Ra'avad that he did it as a chumrah. When a meimar tore kriya the second time, he does it as a chumrah ba'alma. I think it's in the Rosh Siman Mem Daled. That's what it says. Now, this is a really interesting, no? A meimar tearing kriya as a chumrah. Is a person allowed to do that? Tear kriya where al pi halacha, it's technically not necessary, and you're doing it for frumkeit. It says in the Pesach Tuvan, Se'if Katzin Aleph, that if Reuven tears Shimon's beged more than necessary, again, this gets involved into our conversation about whether a person is supposed to tear kriya themselves or someone else should tear for them. But if Reuven tears Shimon's beged more than necessary, ka'avar al bal tashlis. You violate the din of bal tashlis. But v'klam daf tzadi aleph, korea yosef midai, is a violation of Baal Tashkas and Simin Taf Beis, if Dalit in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in the Al Ova V'Imo, there is no Baal Tashkas, because Al Ova V'Imo, since you're Kareyach Hol Begodov, so any extra Kriya that you do to demonstrate additional Tsar is okay, that's where the Shach learns. But Bepashtas, there is Baal Tashkas. Right? That's the Pashtas, that's what it says in the Pischei Tshuva, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We have Dinim to this effect in Simin Shin Mem Tes and Shin Mem Tes, in terms of that you're not supposed to bury the mace with additional begadim. If you do that, there's Baal Tashkas. Yeah, that's not exactly a raya, but the Pashtus is that there is Baal Tashkas. So the Ravid, though, would disagree. The Ravid would be saying a chiddush lahalacha. I looked in the Encyclopedia Talmud this morning in terms of Dinu Baal Tashkas. Some Rishonim hold that there's only Baal Tashkas min HaTorah on fruit trees. That's what it says in the Torah. Right? Baal Tashkas haseitza nendoach halal garzen. Right? It says in the Torah that Baal Tashkas is only on fruit trees. The Rambam sounds like there is Baal Tashkas on other stuff, although the Rambam's lashon is that makin also makas maridos. Whatever makas maridos means, does that imply Rambam Hilchos Malachim? Right? Does that imply that it's a din d'rabbanan? Does makas maridos imply that it's a din d'oraisa? But meza siba shehi, there is no malchus. It's hard to know exactly what's going on over here, but Tashkas is a din Baal Tashkas, at least midrabbanan, but the Ravid is saying a chiddush, which is that if a person's tearing kriya for a legitimate halachic purpose, even for a chumra, that's okay. There's a discussion in the Achrayim. Let's say you have a fruit tree, even, which is like the paradigmatic Baal Tashkas. You have a fruit tree in the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses. Right? You're not supposed to have a tree in the Chatzar of the Beis HaKnesses. If you have the tree there, are you allowed to cut it down? So the Binyan Sin, I think, is Maple. He says that there is no Baal Tashkas when you're doing it with Tzarech Mitzvah. But is it called with Tzarech Mitzvah if I'm doing it for Chumrah? Right? So I get the impression from two Ravids that even if I'm doing something as a Chumrah, there still is no Baal Tashkas. One Ravid is the Ravid that we said about a Meimar who was Korea Miyushav, and the Ravid writes that Yutaka Ar Mekayim, the mitzvah, but he did it Lahachmer Nafsho. There's another Ravid, it says in the Gemara, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Yud, the Afar Ksuso, Eino Tzarech L'Kroa. We'll have to define what Afar Ksuso means. But you don't have to tear Afar Ksuso. The Rosh quotes from the Ravid that Afar Ksuso Eino Tzarech L'Kroa, but if you want to tear Kriya, you can. If you want to tear Kriya, you can. 1 second. Right? Isn't that Baal Tashkas? Right, so what's the heter for Baal Tashkas? So again, I was looking for a Shechter this morning. He came in as I was about to run into Shir. Like, I think it's a horror on the Ravid. That the Ravid sounds like when I do something as a Chumrah, right? The Ramban disagrees with the Ravid. If you look in the tour over here, again, Se'ifim are not found in the tour. It's just like written to make things easier for us. But in the tour, he quotes that the Ramban argues on the Ravid. The Ramban, and we pass it in Shulchan Aruch, like the Ramban, which means that you should not tear Kriya on Afar Ksuso at all. The Gra is Mitzayin in this in Oslamit. This machlokas between the Ramban and the Ravid. The Ramban says that Einam Akeves HaSakriya means you should not even tear it L'chatzchila. The Ravid says, L'chatzchila, I should tear Kriya. The Ramban brings a raya from Evo Rabosi, from the Misachtos Katanos, that even L'chatzchila you shouldn't. But the fact that the Ravid disagrees, I get the impression that the Ravid is saying that out Chumra, you're allowed to tear Kriya on Begadim that are technically not necessary. This comes up also in the Nitziv, has a tshuva at the end of Chelek Beis. You know, when we talk about those Begadim Rachayiv in Kriya, it's not exactly easy to understand. We'll try to analyze this. But does a person have to tear his talis katan? So the minhag ha'olam is clearly not to, right? The minhag ha'olam is that you tear your shirt, maybe your jacket. You don't tear your talis katan. Why not? So the tziv says, well, he thinks that if you want to tear your talis katan, you can tear it. His lashon is that again, afar ksusay eina ma'akeves, but other begadim taka that have a shein beged, so then you really should tear. By other vi'imo, you should tear the talus katan because you're chayav l'kruah kol begadov. By sha'ar krovim, you're not chayav l'kruah kol begadov. So therefore, okay, so you don't tear your talus katan by sha'ar krovim. By other vi'imo, you should. That's what the Nitziv writes. This Nitziv is actually interesting because he says, I wrote Mishtikvot Torah when he was in Avelos for both his mother and his sister. It was actually on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. He gets word that both his mother and his sister were Nifter, and they were both Nifter at the same, they're both Nifter on like two different days, but he gets word that about the fact that they're Nifter at the same time. So the Nitziv writes Shtikvot Torah. So this is a Chiddush, first of all, which is that he's analyzing sugyas bi'iyon in Hilchos Avelos during Avelos. Right? There's an Isser of Talmud Torah for an Avel. I remember as a kid in Camp Monk, Rabbi Elder Cohen knows, used to say, like, he would give a shiur on Tisha B'Av, he'd say, I can't explain this because it's too much iyon in the sugya. Right? On Tisha B'Av, you can't do too much iyon. But the Nitziv has tshuvas that he wrote in Hilchos Avelos during Tisha B'Av. Like he's mamish learning the sugyas. The Emek Bracha also has a few Shtiklat Torah that he wrote during Shiva. So you get the impression that they assume that the Isser of Talmud Torah, like the Isser of Talmud Torah, which does not apply to Hilchos Avelos, they say you're even allowed to learn Hilchos Avelos Be'ion. Some say that when you learn Be'ion, it gives you such a geschmack that you're not allowed to do that during Avelos. Right? That's what Reb David Cohen used to tell us in Camp Ma. But Lemaisa, you get the impression from this Nitziv and from the Emek Bracha that they assume that you are, what's it called, that you're allowed to learn Iyun even during Avelos. So which begadim is a person supposed to tear, not supposed to tear? So Afar Ksuso, Rashi understands, is a beged that like covers your hair. It covers your head, but doesn't really cover your body. In Hilchos Tzitzis, we have this idea. There's no chiyuv of tzitzis on the beged that only covers your head, right? Like, I don't know, like a kerchief, no? There's no chiyuv of tzitzis on the kerchief. So there's no din of kriya also, afar ksuso, according to Rashi. Others say that afar ksuso means the Beged Hazeya, which is Davok L'Basara. So what does the Beged Hazeya Davok L'Basara mean? So I would have thought it means an undershirt. I would have thought it means an undershirt. The Mechaber writes that by other V'imo, you tear the kamiza. A kamiza is like a term, kamis. It's like a women's garment, Chamise. No? You could look it up. Or you could ask your wives, what a kamiz is. So the Mechaber says that al other v'imoy, you tear the kamiza. The Rama writes, but medinos eilu, we don't. We don't tear the chalup pishdan, it's a beged zeya. We don't tear the kamiza, according to the Rama. According to the Mechaber, you do. What's interesting is how, according to the Rama, Lamaisa, we accept the shittos that everyone holds. Afar ksusa in a ma'akeves. Let's go slowly. When I say afar ksusa in a ma'akeves, that means that even by other v'imo, you don't tear afar ksusa. Like, it's not a beged that's chayiv in kriya at all. So it's a little bit schwer, and the Badei HaShulchan points this out on page 24. Ordinarily, you're not going to say safek Drabbanon Lahakel, to follow every kula in the world, right? To follow all Tosis in Beit Adaf Yudalev points out, and there's a sugya about whether Melach or Tavlin in terms of Tochein on Yontiv, two different Mahalchim. Each Mahalach has a Chumra and a Kula. So we're not going to be making on both Mahalchim. Over here, I am making on both Mahalchim. So it's very difficult that we paskin that you don't care of our Ksusoi based on both definitions of our Ksuso, the head covering definition and the definition of the Beged Zeyah, etc. Now, what beged are you supposed to tear, you're not supposed to tear? So there seems to be machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the kafa you don't tear. What exactly is the kafa? So some say it's a shul mantle. A shul mantle apparently is a beged that you only wear when you go to shul. A shul mantle. The Taz says, no, that can't be the pshat at all, because the shul mantle is something that if you only wear it for mamish hashivos, so then of course there's no kriya. Rather, it means like some sort of ruck. A ruck is the pashtus, our jacket. That's the pashtus in the ruck. The shaft, that means, according to the Taz's understanding, you do not tear kriya on the kafa, which means you do not tear kriya on the ruck, on the jacket. The shah writes that you do tear kriya on the ruck. Part of the issue over here is that you only wear your jacket, assuming that's a ruck. You only wear the jacket when you go out lachutz. You don't wear it at home. You don't wear it at home. And the question is, if something is only worn when you go outside, so the shaf writes that you dare to tear kriya on it, the Taz says that you don't tear kriya. Now again, I'm talking about by Sha'ar Kriyvim. By other v'imo, you tear kol begodov, so you tear the jacket and the shirt. But by Sha'ar Krovim, you only tear the pashtus, the shirt, according to the Taz. But the Shach would say that you tear the jacket. The Shach would say that you tear the ruck. The Minhagim Broyers is that by Sha'ar Krovim, they only tear the jacket. In KAJ, the minhag is by Sha'ar Krovim, you only tear the jacket. Lachori, that's very difficult because according to the Taz, you're not mekayim the inyan of kriya at all. Right? Since the jacket is something that you only wear outside, so the pashtus, you're not mekayim the inyan of kriya at all. So I was talking to Rabbi Willig about this the other day. There's a biography, oh no, biography, there's a history of the community of Rechavia. Any of you ever been in Rechavia? So Rechavia used to be a Yekesha community. And the term Yekka, by the way, what does Yekka mean? We're not exactly sure what Yekka means. Some say Yekka means jacket. And the reason why Yekka means jacket is because the Yekkas in Rechavia, even though it's like 150 degrees in the shade, they would wear their jacket all the time. They, in the Yeshurun Shul, that's like an old Yekesha Shul, right? They would wear their jacket. So it could be the embroiderers, they only tear the jacket because they would wear the jacket mamish all the time. It's not a beged that's only for kavod. Right? The lashon of some of the poskim is that only the pchusim sheba'am go out without a jacket or without a shirt. Right? Which one is it? So lahalacha, it's usually someone texted me, a rav texted me the other day. It was in my shiur a few years ago about what do you do by Sha'ar Kriyvim in terms of kriya. So the practice is you take off the jacket and you only tear the shirt. A shirt is a real baguette. The shirt is right going to be chayav in kriya according to everybody. The jacket is only chayav in kriya according to the shach. So you take off the jacket and you tear the shirt. That's the pashtus by Sha'ar Krovim. But by other ve'imo, we tear both the shirt and the jacket. Now I had an exchange with Rav Rimon a few months ago about the following. I had a
So
shaila.
shark clothing,
Sha'ar
you
Krovim,
put the
you
jacket back on after
you
that?
can put the jacket back on after, because even if you're machlof begados by Sha'ar Krovim, there's no chiyuv of kriya, right? So you don't tear kriya on the jacket the first time. Then you put on the jacket and you are machlof begados. You don't tear the jacket at all. That's what I think. That's the pashtus, that by Sha'ar Krovim you only tear the shirt, not the jacket. Some say that maybe you shouldn't put the jacket on until after the kavuda. Okay. An outer coat, for sure, you only wear when it's cold. So therefore, it's not really din beged. A talis gadol, you only wear when you daven. That's not a din beged. The shaila in the nitziv is about the talis katan, because I wear my talis katan at home also. No? So that's already more of a shaila. On the other hand, maybe a talis katan is a beged shel mitzvah, and as a beged shel mitzvah, perhaps the suffix in the Netziv is maybe for a beged shel mitzvah, you don't tear kriya on that, just like you don't tear kriya on the beged shel kavod, right? If it's a beged, like the way we pass it, like the Taz, that the jacket is something that's only worn when you have a meeting or something. You don't wear a jacket all the time. So we pass in that you only tear kriya on the shirt, not on the jacket. So I had an exchange with Rav Rimon as follows. You know, during the 9 days, we don't wear freshly laundered clothing. So minhag of camps is that you put on all your shirts before the 9 days. Okay, great. Why? Because you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. So Rav Rimon wrote in his WhatsApp chat, well, Be'etzem, you don't have to put on your shirts before the 9 days because it's considered beged shel zeya. So I wrote to Rav Rimon, I didn't do this in public. I wrote to Rav Rimon, I'm like, 1 second, if it's a beged shel zeya, then there's no inyan of kriya on anything. There's no inyan kriya on your, right? Why is it beged shel zeya? Because your shirt at the end of the day is like a little bit yucky, no? So Rav Rimon wrote back to me, is that lo beged miyuchad lezeya? Is it beged shemekabel zeya? So that's already an interesting distinction. Rav Rimon is mamish, one of the heroes of the Jewish people. We love him. That was his distinction. L'maisa, we tear the shirt by Sha'ar Krovim. By Ovah V'Imo, you tear both the shirt and the jacket. That's the halacha.
Prostate stapling cancer are just different than here.
What?
Prostate and stapling cancer is just uckier.
Right. Maybe it depends on the type of person. Maybe in the summer it's different. But then in the summer, look, there's less of a reason, right? Okay, maybe, maybe. Then the shy, again, the shy would be like how you're Mekayim Kriya on Sha'ar Krovim. Yes,
Does
sir.
he make the distinction in Cholamoid too for the laundry for Cholamoid if considered shirts to be busy?
So again, we don't do laundry on Big Day Zeya at all on Chol HaMoed. Our practice is even Big Day. We don't even launder our underwear during Chol HaMoed. Technically, Medina de Gemara in terms of Big Day Pishtun, etc. But we assume that our cotton underwear, right, is not in that category. Okay, what are some of the other begodim? So you should know in the Reform and Conservative movement, they'll give you like a ribbon to tear kriya on. That's a terrible thing because right, you just append you stick the ribbon on and they tear kriya. Like if you're at a levaya, you're doing a levaya, they only want to tear a ribbon. They don't want to tell the beged. It's better not to tear kriya. It makes a joke out of the whole inyan of kriya. You shouldn't do that. I remember Rabbi Bleich lost a daughter a few years ago, so I went to meet Menachem of Rabbi Bleich, and I saw that he only tore kriya on his vest. Rabbi Bleich always wears three-piece suits. I don't know if you noticed. So he only tore kriya on his vest. So what's the pshat? So he says, well, you know, it's a daughter, so there's no chiyuv of kriya on kol begadav. So you tear only one beged. He always wears his vest at home. He puts on his jacket when he goes outside. So the jacket's like a beged shel kavod. No, but the vest is the equivalent of like the shirt for us. That was Rabbi Bleich's Cheshbin over there. In the Baalei HaShulchan on page 25, he has a suffix do tear kriya on pajamas. Right? Pajamas l'cha'ora are what? They're a beged that you wear at home, right? So for some reason, the Minhag HaOlam, the revival is uncertain. How come the practice is that we do not tear kriya on what's it called? On pajamas, on a tie, right? Afraksusa in the machabes, fine. So a tie, so that means even by ovah ve'imo, you don't tear afraksusa. Is that really a beged, right? So that's a beged, that's mamish, a beged shel chashivos, right? Beged shel chashivos, like the shul mantle that you don't tear at all. But the jacket, a beged that you wear, only when you go outside. So machlokes shach and taz, whether you tear a beged that you wear inside. So bepashtus, you should tear your tie. Again, I wear my tie at home. Whatever, I'm a stick in the mud, right? So I wear my tie at home. I think most people wear ties, wear their ties at home all the time, right? So that would mean what? Like you tear kri on your tie? The Minhag HaOlam is certainly not like that. So I spoke to Rabbi Sabolovsky about this years ago. So he said a tie is not a beged at all, it's only a tachshit. But one second, if it's not a beged at all, what's my heter to wear a tie outside when there's no eruv? So the answer is that a tachshit, technically, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. It's only that if there's a gezeirah d'mashal for machvi, only if I'll take it off and show it to my friend, like, here, this is my engagement ring, take a look. Oh. So then there is a gezeira of Dil Mashal for Machvi, but Me'ikar Adin, a tachshit, should be okay. So a beged that is a tachshit, a tie, let's say a tie is not a beged, let's say it's a tachshit, but bepashtus is the tie as not a beged, so there's no chiyuv of koreah at all on the tie because bepashtus, it's not a beged, a sweater. Most people only wear their sweaters when it's cold outside, no? You don't wear the sweater. You come home, you take off the sweater. So l'cha'ora, there's no inyan of tearing kriya at all on the sweater. There are a number of differences in kriya between Aviv v'Imo and Sha'ar Kraven. By Sha'ar Kraven, you tear a tefach. By Aviv v'Imo, you have to tear Ad sheyagaleh es libo. Okay, you have to tear even more. You have to tear Ad sheyagaleh es libo. What happens if you don't tear out Aviv v'Imo Ad sheyagaleh libo? So Shulchan Aruch says, I'm just looking for the sif, whatever. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all. The Netziv, actually, that tshuva is uncertain. He thinks that maybe tearing out of the ve'imo is just a din of kibud ave'im, and it's not really me'ikar ha'din of kriya. But again, Shulchan Aruch sounds not like that. By of the ve'imo, you tear kol begadav. By Sha'ar Kraven, you only tear the beged ha'elyon. We discussed what that is. That's the iftes. By of the ve'imo, you're supposed to tear kol ha'safa. What's kol ha'safa? So it's unclear what this means. The pashtus would be that it means that you tear the collar. No one tears the collar. I discussed this with Rabbi Weider years ago. So Rabbi Weider is of the impression, I think, that the spes ha-beged is like this area, let's say, where the buttons, right? That's the pashtus, the spes ha-beged. It's hard to know, but by Ovavimo you have to tear the Safa according to everybody. It's Machlokes Mechaber and Rambo. The Rambo says that even Al Sha'ar Kroven you should tear the Safa HaBeged. That would mean l'cha'ora that you should start from the area where the buttons are. Now that's difficult. It's difficult without a kli. It's difficult to do any kriya without a kli, without a kli. The one of the differences between Aviv and Imai and Sha'ar Krovim is that Aviv and Imai you have to tear Kriya B'Yadayim. By Sha'ar Krovim, even with a Kli. Well, that's already hard. How are you going to tear Kriya right? Without a kli. You need like some razor or something. So bepashtus, when we have the minog that we spoke about, right? Before Zalman Goyer has the minog that the Chevra Kadisha begins the kli, and there then you complete it. Right? We're just gonna go over a few minutes because we started late, but the pashtus is that the chevra is just starting the kriya to enable you to do it yourself. By ovavimo, you have to do it yourself. By shaar krovim, the chevra could, or by shaar krovim, you could do it with a kli. In other words, the ovel himself could take the razor and cut the whole thing. By ovavimo, you have to pull on the beged to complete the kriya. Yes, sir.
Just with the buttons, how can you do a triple kriya?
How can you do a parental? No, that's by everybody. You have to. The Rama writes that you tear the svasa beged. That means that you start over here,
You do it horizontal,
right?
and then you pick.
So that's a shaila. The Piskei Tshuva quotes a tshuva from the Radvaz that you're not mekayim kriya if you do it horizontal. So if you look in some of the later svarim, they point out there ain't no such tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says that, like, it looks like it's Nikra Me'elov. Is that true? Like, when shirts rip on their own, like the old shirt, they usually rip at the elbows or something. I don't think it rips more to the horizontal than to the vertical. The Pashtus is the Piskei Tshuva was quoting the Radvaz incorrectly. And the Pashtus is that there's no difference between horizontal and vertical. The minhag is that we tear kriya on one tefach, both horizontal and vertical, just to be yotzei.
Why go with a razor versus scissors?
It's easier. I mean, it just like as a former pulpit rabbi, I can tell you using a razor is just an easier way of starting. By other v'imai, you have to tear b'chutz, not b'fnim. So machlokes harishonim and two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch was b'fnim mean? It could mean that you reach inside and you tear like that, or it could mean that b'fnim is that you tear in private. By Shaar Kravim, you're allowed to tear b'fnim. By Ovavimo, you have to tear b'chutz. Right? Practical rabbinics. By Kriya, by Ovavimo, sometimes El Avaya, you have like the side room where everyone gathers, and then you go into the chapel. Lachor, by the way, the side room is very bad, Api Halacha, because people go in there like Menachem Avon, but the Levaya hasn't begun yet. Ein Menachemim b'sha shemeis on l'fanav. Now, by Sha'ar Krovim, you could do the Kriya in the side room because that's considered Bifnim. But by Ovavimo, the children should have to tear Kriya in the chapel itself, etc. That's, I think that's the way it emerges. Again, that's in Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Yud Gimel. And the two opinions seem to be therein. The Mechaber. There is a minhag that people think is like really the Iker Hadin. The minhag is that by Ovav V'Imo you tear on the left and by Shaar Krovim you tear on the right. This minhag is found both in the Shach and the Taz. The Shach in Sif Katin Yutes. Now, this is certainly the minhag, but Pashtus is it's against the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach points this out, Sif Katin. Yutes or Shach right, it's against Lakama and Se'if Chaf Beis. Se'if Chaf Beis, it says that Amrulo Meis Aviv, the Kara, and then Meis Bino. So, right, the Shaila is whether you do a new Kriya, etc. If you can tell me that, Ovav V'Imo, you tear on the left, Bedavka, and Shach Rovim, you tear on the right, Bedavka. So then this whole din in Se'if Chaf Beis doesn't make sense. Another distinction between Ovav V'Imo and Sha'ar Krovim is about Chol HaShamoed. That is Se'if Lamed Aleph in the Ramah. We don't tear Kriya on Yontif, but on Chol HaShamoed, so the Pashtus is you have a Levayah Chol HaShamoed, the Mechaber writes you tear Kriya. Ramah writes that the minhag is that we don't tear Kriya on Chol HaMoed. With the exception of Ovav V'Imo, you do tear kriya on Chol HaMoed. On Shaar Krovim, the Rama says, according to the Minig, so you don't tear kriya on Shaar Krovim, but Chol HaMoed. B'makom she'ein minhag, yesh l'kra'a kulam. Where there's no Minig, so you even on Shaar Krovim, Wait, in the Nefesh HaRav, they quote that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think, was very upset with people who only tear on Chol HaMoed of the Imo, not on Sha'ar Krovim. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik really did not like that practice at all. Let me just check if there's anything else that I wanted to mention. Again, we spoke about by other v'imo, if you are machla, if you have to tear. That means, like we mentioned, that by other v'imo, the din is that begod of you kruim, as opposed to sha'ar kruim, it's just a mitzvah to tear kriya. That's the way the Geshar HaChaim says it. In the Minchas Chinuch and the Emek Bracha, they have a different mahalach. They say that if you read the Torah by menuda and by mitzora, it says begod of you kruim. But by an ovel, it doesn't say that. It sounds like by every ovel, it's just a mitzvah lekroa. But by as opposed to menuda and mitzora, that's the way they understand the distinction. According to the Geshar HaChaim, which actually I think makes a lot of sense, the din of machlof begodov shows that by ovel imo there's a din she begodov you kruim. According to the Netziv, the din that if you're machlof the beged by ovel imo, you have to tear, that's not a din kriya. That's just a din of kibud ava'im. So therefore, you could rip the second shirt when you're sitting. You could rip the second shirt, right? Because the dinim of kriya don't apply. In Chacham Ovad Yosef, he's not so into that idea of the Netziv, but I think it's cool. Okay, Chevra. We should have a good day, and like we mentioned, like we should not need to be mekayim these dinim for a very long time.